This is a sermon given at St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas. Visit our website at saintdave.org.
I grieve those days when at 8 o'clock you've gone over your sermon for the next day and are rather satisfied with how it goes. And then the news comes on and you realize you got to do a little bit differently than what you've prepared. The first part of what I prepared does work. Coveting. I don't know about you, but it gets me in trouble all the time. Last week, in talking about the sermon on the Lord's Prayer, I mentioned the song by Janis Joplin, "Oh Lord, Won't You Buy Me a Mercedes-Benz? My friends all have Porsches, I must make amends." I have not done that exact prayer, but I have been driving my Prius, and I look with a covetous heart on the Tesla in front of me. And that's just one of the ones I'm willing to admit out loud. But look at the trouble coveting gets us in, our community in, and our world in. Two horrible pieces in the news in Dayton, Ohio, and El Paso, Texas. We don't know the motive behind Dayton just yet. We probably will, but that particular perpetrator was wearing body armor, and the police took him out. The one in El Paso was not wearing body armor, and he took out so many, all because of hate. The particular covet nature of wishing to have power that's not yours to have, wishing to take power from those who may or may not have it, but in your mind they do. It leads to such horrible, horrible events. Fortunately, I did not ram that Tesla in front of me. It crossed my mind. But I did not. There's some sort of self-control that must be used when we come across such events. Paul, in his letter to Colossians, does a good job of summing up what I think would be useful for all of us this day. You must get rid of such things, the things that are of an earthly nature rather than a heavenly nature. And then his list goes on. Anger, wrath, malice, slander, abusive language from your mouth. Do not lie to one another. Since we have stripped off the old life of our earthly ways, and we have donned the new life of heavenly ways, these are important words to remember. The words of the 10th commandment, "Thou shalt not covet," is a really good place to start just about every day. At least it is with me. For they can lead us down a path that who knows where it can go with misdirected and ill minds. It can lead to place that brings such grief to communities, to lives of families, and such torment to those who are watching and looking on and wondering, where is peace? Where is security? Where is safety? So make the choice not to be of that earthly mindset and nature, but to put aside all those things and embrace the goodness that God gives. Joy, satisfaction, redemption, understanding, truth, real knowledge, These are the things that free us. These other things of earthly manners bind us into ways that can lead to irreparable, horrible harm. So lift yourselves up and look to the heavenly redemption, the heavenly gift of love and grace. Amen.
You can find more lectures and sermons on iTunes by searching for St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas, or visit our website at saintdave.org and click on the podcast button.